Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason, don't like keyholes, Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon.
You can peek through keyholes. That's why I don't like them.
Not modern ones.
You know, the first house I ever rented as an adult, it had those classic keyholes.
I've never resided in a building that had old keyholes.
Yeah, and I actually bought a skeleton key because my roommate sucked at the time, and I wanted to be able to lock my door, so I would lock my door with those old keys, yeah. Okay, so anyways, we just got done talking about Lock and Key Volume 1.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about what in this episode?
Our favorite key.
Yes, just to let you know, Ashley does have the full list of keys for the entire series.
Let me tell you, having read the series 3 times, there's way more keys than I thought there were. I thought there were like 10.
No, there are a lot of keys because there are a lot of keys that they just mention or
yes,
that you see.
Or that you see like in a flashback or something.
Also, I'm going to be completely honest. There have been 3 one-shots that have been published post.
Those are considered minor keys.
Yes.
It's like major and minor arcana and tarot.
I've only read one of those one-shots. I haven't read them
Which all. One? The Small World one? The one with the dollhouse?
Yeah, the Small World
that's
one.
That's a good. That's mm-hmm. the best one. Mm-hmm. They're all good, but that's the best one.
Yeah, I have not read the other two. So anyways, so there might be some minor spoilers for the entire series. We'll just try to keep it to the abilities of the key, mm-hmm. which I think will be minor spoilers where it's like, okay, you know, this key is coming, but maybe you don't know what it does.
Mm-hmm. Also, okay. Most of them in their name tell you what they do.
Yes.
What's your favorite key, Jason?
Do you know my favorite key?
It's either the ghost key, which is sometimes called the soul key.
Oh, I don't like that name. The ghost key is a better name.
It's either the ghost key or the reality key.
What's the reality key?
The one that takes you to different realities.
I don't remember that one at all.
Then it's the ghost key.
It is the ghost key. I love the ghost key.
We own a replica of that key.
I think the design of the ghost key is the best design. And I think it's, again, it's the easiest and it's the most purest. Because they start getting more and more complicated, and I don't like that. And
wait until we go through this list.
So I just think there's something. There's also, like, I have a very big thing about the first, mm-hmm. and the ghost key is the first key. And I just think it's the simplest. I think it's the most romantic kind of key. There's something simple, and I just like it.
Cool.
I mean, there's nothing more I can say to that.
Sure.
What's your favorite key?
My favorite key is the head key.
I knew this.
Yes. I don't own a replica of this one. I have a cool enamel pin.
Spoilers, I know it's in the show because they put it in the trailer.
Yes, and they put the grossest sound effect with it. And the reason that I like the head key is because it, to me, is the scariest key. Like,
see,
it's
this
actually
is, this,
gross.
This one, to me, is very hard to understand.
You just, it opens up your head. What's hard to understand about
that?
But
you can
that?
Live in your head and you can take people out. And who are those people? Are they your soul? What the hell is
well,
that?
Well, no, the people represent, this is like a deep cut thing from like volume 3. The people in your head represent the different facets of your personality because Kinsey takes away her self-doubt.
I'm pretty certain the head key is all volume 2.
Is it volume 2?
Yeah, it's all volume 2.
It's one of the middle ones.
Because remember, Bodhi finds the head key at the very end of volume 1.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a volume that's called Hello Darkness, My Old Friend. But yeah, I've always loved the head key the best. I think it's really...
Why? Do you want to fix yourself? Is that why?
I mean, probably.
Sure. I mean, we all want to fix ourselves.
I just think it's kind of gross. Like, it's the only one that I find actually scary.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Not the one that controls the black shadow monsters.
No.
Which is the Omega key, I think?
Yes. There's also an Alpha key. There are some keys that I think by modern day standards, this book is only 10 years old, are deeply problematic. And I hope they don't do on the show.
Well, okay, so we have the full list of keys. What are some of the keys that you don't remember? Like, let's shut them
out. Well,
here.
Why don't I just go through the keys?
Sure.
So there's the age key. There's the...
I don't remember that one.
It's the one that lets you, because the kids all make themselves old people in a later volume.
They do?
You change your age. Yeah, they go to an old folks home to like interrogate someone.
Oh, I remember that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. With Rufus. That's the kid's name. Mm-hmm. That's her son's name is Rufus. There's the alpha key.
I don't remember what the alpha key does either. I'm going to forget most of these keys. Get
let
ready.
Me...
There's a lot of them.
Do-do-do. The key turns both ways. You lock something away, but you can also throw the bolt and set something free. Basically, you see your... I see you're crazy and raised. That's the only way to live. Tyler Locke. Oh, it's the one that he makes at the end to, like, out of the fishing lure. Don't say anymore.
Don't say anymore.
It's the one that Tyler makes at the end.
It's the big spoiler key.
Angel key. Don't remember that one.
I guess
it gives you wings.
No, I remember that one because there's one in the, they get wings and they fly around. By the way, we're giving major spoilers for Lock and Key here. So maybe we should relax on this list.
Like I said, there's the animal key. There's the anywhere key.
Okay. Let's let's not spoil all
anyway,
Lock and Key for everybody.
There's one where you can, there's one called the IDW key, which is very funny.
What? Yeah. What is this?
It's only mentioned or it's only seen. And it's the IDW logo on the top. There is one called the identity key, which is colloquially known as the race key. And there is a story where the white lock children become African American in order to infiltrate it.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, and
I remember this
and
one.
That's the one where I don't think anything harmful was meant by it. I don't think the story is exploitative in any way, but I just hope we don't see it in television.
Well, because it's a little bit of Superman's girlfriend, Lois Lane, like, yeah. I need to be black.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that one is a little bit unfortunate. The other one that I kind of like, and they actually do make a replica of it, and it's something like 8 feet tall, is the giant key. I think the giant key, the idea of that is very fun and very comic booky, and I totally understand why it only existed in like one story.
Cool.
Okay. That all?
As you can see, everybody, if you might be able to hear it right now, you can hear why we need new mics. There was a little bit of static there.
But it went away.
Yep.
There's also one called the Key to the Moon, where you can open up the moon
to eat the cheese inside?
It's from one of the miniseries. I don't really remember it. There's also one called the dollhouse key, where you can like open up the small world key and you can put little people in the dollhouse and trap them in there.
Yeah, that's a good one. The giant kitty.
And you see, yeah,
the giant
that's a
kitty.
Great.
It's one of the one shots that they published after.
Yeah, it's a really good cover. Here's some of the wild ones that I don't remember. The squirrel key.
I don't remember that one at all.
The splody key.
Whoa, what the hell is that?
Like, I think it's like explode.
Okay.
It's called splody.
All right.
The teddy bear key.
Okay.
The tree key.
The tree? Do you become a tree?
Let me click on it. There's one also called the owl key, which I don't...
Do you become an owl?
I think it maybe just had an owl. The tree key is found on the greens and used primarily by Rendell. Ooh, it's pretty. Use the key... Oh,
you need to tell us what the hell you're reading.
It's spoilery. So this is the key that Rendell used to open up a tree and hide Duncan's memories in it, which is why Duncan can't remember anything about Dodge or the keys.
Right.
It's got a flower at the top of it. It's really, really pretty. Let me see what the owl key is supposed to be.
I'm going to assume it turns into an owl.
Created by Harland Locke. I think that's their grandfather. Do, 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 do. Doesn't say what it does. Nope. It just has an owl at the top of it.
Okay.
So it does have to do with Ellie, though. Dodge apparently uses it against Ellie. Don't remember that.
I don't remember that one at all.
That's the problem is, like, I could read all of these to you. I think there's 20. There's 30.
There are so
one,
many
two,
keys.
Three, four, five, six. There's 36. And the last one is two other keys of unidentifiable symbolic design.
Oh, they don't tell you what every key does.
No. And kind of as we a little bit spoiled, you can make keys. And Tyler winds up making a key, which you kind of learn at the end. But they're made from these specific types of metal, which is why they're magic. Blah, blah, blah,
which
blah, blah,
Which is
blah,
something,
blah.
Again, I, we
so,
have.
So like there is an infinite number of keys.
Well, and that's why when they made the Fox show. Again, if I was working on that show at the Fox show, I would invent keys that weren't in the show.
Uh-huh.
Like, it would almost be like, oh, every episode we're going to find a new key. We're going to find a new door.
Yeah.
And I'll be interested.
Don't you think that would get tired, though?
No. No. Want to know why?
Sure.
Because just like Stargate, you're going through a door to a different place every time.
Yeah, but a key and a door don't take you to a different place.
But they give you a different ability. How many different superpowers are out there in the world?
I guess, but I mean, I also just like,
this one
so by season three, are you like the pink hair key?
Well, you would, the thing is that Justin, and I think the Netflix show won't do this. And you couldn't do a key every single
also,
time.
Also, you know, the Fox show would have been like 24 episodes a season.
Yeah, it would have. you know, I think it's not as limiting as you think it is. I think there are plenty of possibilities to do. It's all based on story.
Sure, absolutely.
It's all based on story. So it's like, okay, you know, Kinsey feels like she's being left out in the cold, right? Like the other Bodhi and Tyler
are bonding
and she's not. So of course we're going to find a key that makes you freeze or makes you feel, you know, like,
okay.
And makes you like, that's what it is.
Little A plot, B plot complement.
Yeah. You make the key complement the story. You know, I think you could have gotten a solid 3 seasons of 24 episodes each out of that, out of Lock and Key. Now, I will say,
that's 70 episodes.
Yeah.
That's 70 keys.
Yeah. So,
so we got about 36. So we got about half.
But I'm also saying, like, even in that version, you're not finding a key every episode. You're not.
No, that's true.
But I would say maybe at least every other episode. And we already have 30 keys that exist in reality. So I only have to create 40 more keys. Easy.
Okay. Fair. You know what? You've convinced me.
Easy.
And some of them can
You're
be.
You're telling me 12 television, highly professional television writers can't come up with that?
Some of them can be doors as well, and some of them have to work in conjunction with doors, and some of them
And
don't.
Some of them are going to, yeah, like you said, the pink hair key, some of them are going to be comedic. Like one.
Well, I didn't mean that necessarily to be comedic. There are some on here that are silly. Like I said, there's one called the bitey key, which is actually kind of brutal. You know, but like, yeah, like there's one called the plant key.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, so what do you do with that? Mm-hmm. You know, like I would.
Is there, you know, like one of them for me, just this is off the top of my head, and I don't know if there is a story like this. I would pitch the cat key. And you're like,
oh. There's the animal key.
So, okay, so like I would pitch specifically the cat key, and Kinsey walks through the door and becomes a cat. And
there's a squirrel key.
And she just acts like a cat. And then the episode becomes that animal control or mom takes this cat to the animal shelter and we have to hurry and get there before Kinsey is put down.
Oh, that's really sad.
Lock and Key is sad.
That's so sad.
You know?
Yes, the animal key is discovered by Bodhi in the hunting trophy room.
Because they become eagles.
Oh, Bodhi
they become
uses
eagles.
It to turn into a sparrow.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of looks like Bart from When Bart is the Raven in the first Treehouse of Horror episode.
You know, again, I think there's lots of possibilities. To me, there's another one like, that you could do would be called the machine key. That you become like a car or you become a bus or you become a like a thing.
There's the rifle key.
Yeah. Like,
which sounds troubling
like,
to me.
These keys can do whatever you want.
There's a music box key.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we talked about the keys enough.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Sorry, it's a weird episode, but like, there's not much we can add.
Book club extras are tough because we're pretty restricted to the events that we are talking about.
Yes.
So thank you for listening. And we would also love to know if you have a favorite key or what's a key that you would invent if you had to invent one of the 70 keys for Jason's TV show.
Yeah. Leave it in the comments. I don't work on Lock and Key. I'd love to. I haven't seen it.
Hey,
I'd love to work
Ted,
on it.
Ted, you probably produced that. Are you hiring
Ted Biaselli?
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yes. He texted me after that episode came out and said, this is how you...
We're going to have him on an episode soon.
Yes, we are. At such a time as we can announce
this
it.
This is such
we
an insidery podcast,
we will
everybody.
Announce it. Yeah, but everyone who's listening to this...
Yeah, they love
the,
it. They love
the
stuff.
Are the people who...
Do they love it?
They love it. They know they care. If you don't love it, don't tell us we don't care.
Well, no, we care.
Yeah, let us know.
I like our patrons. Our patrons are cool people.
Let us know at any time.
We have a good group.
We get too inside baseball.
We have a really good group.
We do.
Of insider intern Brego just walked into the room again. He left. He came back. He's back again. How you doing, Brego?
I don't know. Just yawned.
I don't know if you heard that squeaky yawn.
I heard that.
He just squeaked. So
he wants to get fed.
Yep. Anyways, leave us a comment. Tell us what your favorite key is.
Yeah.
Tell us if you're enjoying Lock and Key.
I'll tell you what. We have like 5 Lock and Key keys.
We do?
Yes. Steven Schleicher sent them to us. They're all his doubles.
Why did he have doubles?
Because Steven buys things without looking at his stock.
Okay.
We have a set that are doubles as well. So he bought triples.
We have a double set?
We have a double set. So the first person who comments on this
good
post
God.
With your favorite key, I'll send you, I don't know which one it is, I'll send you our double key.
You're going to get a random
key from
key.
Lock and Key, yeah.
Ooh, I hope it's the cat key.
That doesn't exist.
Or the pink hair key.
The pink hair key.
I call that the alias key. That's an insight. That is a deep cut reference for you nerds out there.
I
the
had
alias
pink hair
key.
Once.
Yeah. The Sydney Bristow key.
Is that her name?
Yep.
Which one was Alias?
The Jennifer Garner series where she was a spy.
I couldn't remember if that was her or if that was the lady from The Americans. That was her spy show.
I mean, Kerry Russell before that was on Felicity, which is also a J.J. Abrams
yeah.
show, which was just
That's
about
a spy show, right?
Nope. It was just about a girl. It's just about a girl going to college.
Well, fuck.
Yep.
Never mind.
And it got canceled because she cut her hair. Anyways, you know that if you've seen the show. Anyways, thank you so much for your support. You all rock. Get yourself a lock and key key and tell us your favorite key. Get down there now. Hurry. Anyways, I'm Jason.
Victoria Robinson.
Bye.